सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्।
चैप्टर 2 श्लोका 14।
मात्रा स्पर्शास्तु कौन्तेय शीतोष्ण सुख दुःखदाः आगमापायिनो नित्याः तान् स्थितिक्ष्वस्व भारत
द पर्पस् आफ् ह्यूमन् लैफ् ईस् to know one's own real nature and to lead a peaceful, happy life. One can know one's own true nature. By knowing one's own true nature, we can make our life more comfortable, peaceful, harmonious by only knowledge. Knowledge regarding Atma. Atma means self. One of the main cause for all our sorrows, sufferings, the main cause, the only cause is ajnanam. Atma ajnanam eva dukkhasya karanam. Atma ajnanam means self-ignorance. Self-ignorance alone, atma ajnanam eva, self-ignorance alone, dukkhasya karanam, the cause of dukkha means sorrow. In Vedanta, the technical term is given for sorrow is samsaraha. Samsara means insecurity, the feeling of insecurity, the feeling of limitation, the feeling of fear, no? That feeling comes inside the mind. Insecurity, bhayam, the fear, and limitation, dissatisfaction. All this put together, samsaraha. These notions are because of not understanding my true nature. These notions, which are all wrong notions, wrong estimation about myself. I have insecurity, I have fear, I have limitation, I have birth, I have death, I have old age, I have disease, I have so many problems. All these notions are wrong notions. All these wrong notions are only because of self-ignorance. Atma ajnanam eva, the superimposition. This is called superimposition. This superimposition, what is superimposition? I have old age, I have death, I have problems, I have sorrow, I have limitation. Cholite pola. I have so many problems. All these are only because of self-ignorance. This is called superimposing all these upon me, which are not real. Really, I don't have sorrow, but I am superimposing that I have sorrow. Really speaking, I have no birth and death. I am superimposing I have birth and death. Really speaking, I have no limitation, but I am superimposing that I have limitation. Like this, so many I am superimposing upon myself. Why? Because of missing my true nature, I superimpose. This superimposition is called adhyasaha. This superimposition is called adhyasaha. This adhyasa will lead to many errors. Because of this basic superimposition is because of not knowing my true nature. Because of lack of self-knowledge, not knowing my true nature, that will lead to adhyasa, superimposition. Because of superimposition, I commit so many errors. And so many errors, mistakes when I commit, are they give happiness or unhappiness? Error can give happiness or unhappiness. Unhappiness. That is why we commit again errors and we are in the turmoil, unhappiness. Mistake, missing and taking something. What do you mean by mistake? Miss something and taking something. That is called mistake. I miss myself. I have taken myself as body, mind, complex, which has got umpteen problems. So therefore, when I say, I am a mixture of two things, we have to understand. At body level, mind level, you can never be unlimited. You can never be secure. You can never be totally happy. You can never be free from fear. From body mind standpoint, if you take, body mind is bound to have birth and death, old age, disease, and all sorts of limitations, insecurity, fear continues. Why? It is their nature. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, Hey Arjuna, matra sparshahana. These sense organs, when they interact with their corresponding sense objects, matraha means sense organs. Sparshaha means corresponding their field of action. Sparshaha. They produce shita, ushna, sukha, dukkha, daha. They are the givers of cold and heat, pleasure and pain. When I interact with the world, with my sense organs, they are bound to give a pleasurable experience and unfavorable experience. Favorable and unfavorable. You cannot expect all the time favorable experience. Even if you expect also, you cannot get what? Favorable experience. Pleasurable experience. And nicely you are ground nuts, you are eating nicely. One bitter ground nut comes, peanut. And the bitter, why it has to come? When I am enjoying nicely, all the way taste. All are nice ground nuts, only one nut is enough to spoil my tongue. How can you say, why you have come, why you are disturbing me, can you ask? That's what life. Life is that only. Bitter peanut madre, all among all pleasurable experiences, everything is going on smoothly, Swamini. Suddenly, enna or bitter peanut, enna bad experience, unpleasurable, unfavorable, unpleasant experience I have to undergo. Inevitable, unavoidable, unpredictable. So what na? Titikshasva. Bhagavan is saying, I am not telling. Bhagavan is asking, may you, all of you, tolerate what you cannot cure, endure. This is what saying they say. What you cannot cure, what you have to do? Endure. Undergo that pain. That is not the case here. What Krishna is asking here. What you cannot cure, endure. This type of statement, that is not the statement Lord Krishna says here. That statement is only for those people, ordinary people. Here, Lord Krishna is addressing, this is not a thing to endure. This endurance is born out of knowledge. Titikshasva, I told you one sloka in the last class. Sahanam sarva dukkhanam apratikara purvakam chinta vilapa rahitam sa titiksha nigadyate. Chinta vilapa rahitam. What can I am not able to cure, I have to endure is, chinta is there inside. What can I do? Okay, I'll undergo. But here, what I have to undergo the pain, it is a fact. It has to be undergo, no? That body mind complex has to undergo. Therefore, Arjuna, tan titikshasva. All unpleasant, unfavorable situations also, you have to tolerate. You bear them, no? Never resist them, never reject them, never develop any rejection towards them. When they come, you have to undergo, instead of grumbling, you have to smoothly undergo that pain. Never grumble. Why? Agama payinaha anityaha. Every experience in our life, agama apai. Every experience, even pleasurable experience and unpleasurable experience, pleasant, unpleasant, any experience, sukha, pleasant, dukkha, unpleasant. Sukha, dukkha, shita, ushna, both of them are agama, apayi. They have a time of arrival and they have a time of departure. They never stay all the time. Swami Chinmayananda says, this will also pass away. This will also pass away. Our problem is, when we are facing a problem, sorrow, we never think this will pass away. This will go away after some time and we never think. Some Himalayan is sitting on our head, madri, we worry, worry, worry. Sleepless nights. And taking tablets also. Severe migraine headache because of lack of sleep. For that also another tablet. Tablets also used, accustomed to this body. They will not work also. So therefore, when we have pain or suffering, this will go away. This will pass away. But we have to think at that time, and the crisis time, we have to think that. When crisis is not there, everyone is fine. All of us are fine, fine, fine. Another thing, when we are very, very happy, this also pass away. When we are in a pleasant condition, favorable condition, we are experiencing joy, that time what we'll think? This must remain all the time. This happiness should not go. this pleasurable experience, this pleasurable moments, moments should not go at all. You have to apply the same principle. Agama apai. This will also pass away. Every experience is bound to come and go. Agama apai. Why na? They are anityaha. They are temporary. Anityaha means they are temporary. See, Bhagavan himself is telling. Therefore, we can be confident. Anyhow, this problem will go away after some time. And I am going to be happy, comfortable. Because they are impermanent. Anityaha na impermanent. That's what Lord Krishna says. Hey Arjuna, matra sparshaha tu sita vushna sukha dukkadaha. You cannot say, I want to experience all these sense objects, but I don't want any unpleasant experience. Either one thing, I don't want any unpleasant experience, na, don't allow your sense organs with any objects. Adi mudiyuma. Don't allow your sense organs to have its own field of a corresponding field interaction. Avoid it if you don't want any unpleasant, unfavorable experience. So you can avoid that. It's not possible. We cannot stay also without any contact or interaction. So therefore what? You have to interact, and you have to bear. No, I want to interact, but I don't want bitter experience. Anna mudiyadu. Idu mudiyada karyam. Therefore what? Titikshasva. Very easy to say, but when you are under that situation, very difficult. It's not difficult if you train your mind, if you give sufficient analysis, understanding to your mind, it is easy. Whatever is impossible, Bhagavan cannot advise. It may be difficult, but it is not impossible. What is impossible, how Bhagavan can advise that way? Titikshasva. Therefore, there is something to be done. Something to be done, to be implemented, to be practiced. Train your mind. Train your mind. How to train my mind? By proper understanding. By proper understanding. If I tolerate, if I develop that endurance, if I develop that patience towards all favorable, unfavorable situations, if I see same as it is, what is the benefit am I going to get? That Bhagavan is going to reveal in the next shloka. We will read. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Now we enter into the 15th shloka.
Yam hi nau vyathayam te te Purusham purusharshabham Samadukha sukham dhiram Somritatvaya kalpate.
The portion we are seeing is the crux of Vedanta. Crux of Bhagavad Gita also. The entire Bhagavad Gita teaching, the stuff, the important gist is this. From 11th shloka onwards up to 25th shloka. The entire Vedantic teaching, Upanishadic teaching is condensed in these shlokas. If we miss this teaching, there is no use of studying entire Bhagavad Gita. If we miss this teaching means which teaching? 11 to 25 shlokas. There is no much benefit of studying Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, this is the teaching, this is the most important teaching. Again and again, repeatedly we have to analyze. Now, there are very terse shlokas. Very, very terse, deep meaning is there in every shloka. Therefore, we have to be very alert and agile to listen these shlokas. Okay. Now, Lord Krishna says, Hey Arjuna, Purusharshabha. Lord Krishna addressing Arjuna by name Purusharshabha. Purusha Shreshtaha ityartha. Rishabhaha means bull. Purushaha means among men. You are the strongest, courageous person. Oh Arjuna, Purusharshabha. So, he is asking, you are so strong, you are so bold enough, but you are crying here. What is this? Kindle Pandrar, Purusharshabha. If you are strong, really courageous, why do you cry like this? What is this? Klaibhyam. Okay, therefore Arjuna, you are very, very the great among men, such you. Please listen to me. Boosting the listener's moral standpoint, moral strength. What Krishna says, Yete hi yam samadukha sukham dhiram na vyathayanti. Vyathayanti yete is there in the first line, first half. Vyathayanti ete. You have to split vyathayanti ete. Ete corresponds to previous matrasparshaha sukadukkadaha. That ete, those pleasant and unpleasant, favorable and unfavorable experiences caused by your sense organs and sense objects contact. Contact born pleasure and pain. Sparsha, if you want to translate, contact born pleasure and pain. Every pleasure and pain is a contact born. Mental pain, agony, also is a contact born. I go on thinking about that person. I go on thinking about that object. Contact born. Sometimes it gives pleasant experience. When I buy new car, so pleasant, nice experience. Suddenly, there is a problem in the car. Unpleasant. So, contact born. Car contact born, pleasant and unpleasant. Similarly, husband or wife or children or boss or employee or servant or driver. See, for unpleasant and pleasant experience, okay, any small incident is enough. It creates just a cyclone in our mind. Cyclone, when it comes, what happens? All trees are uprooted. Roads are flooded. Like that, in our mind also, once a cyclone comes, so many occasions it happens. We do not know when they come. In what form they come, we do not know. Suddenly recession. Yengyo, America la recession anna, namak edhuku problem anna. Whole world, global level problem take place. So, the problem arise from which corner, when it arise, we do not know. Ete contact born, pleasures and pains. Ete yam samadukha sukham dhiram yam. Whom dhiram, the courageous person, who sees sukha and dukkha as samam. A person, a dhiraha, means courageous person, a wise person, a discriminative person. Dhiraha means here, dhiram rati, dhiyam rati iti, dhiraha. A courageous person who knows how to handle the things exactly. at that time is called wise person, mature person, the balanced person. No disturbance inside. There is inner leisure, inner composure. Feeling relaxed inside. That person is called Dhiraha. Mature, informed, well-learned, discriminative person. Dhiraha. That Dhiram, who is wise, that person who is Samaha, who is same, when sukha dukkham, when that sukha comes, pleasurable occasions or pleasurable experiences or incident happens, dukkham, when the unpleasant situations or unfavorable situation comes, he is samaha. When sukha comes, he is not elated. When dukkha comes, he is not depressed. When dukkha comes, he is not depressed. When sukha comes, he is not in ecstasy or elated. No elation, no depression. Always same. Purna dhiraha, that person. Navyathayanti, a person who is strong enough, having discrimination capacity. These contact bond pleasures and pains cannot disturb. Navyathayanti means they cannot cause any fear, they cannot cause any turmoil, turbulence in his mind, in his heart. The scar will not take place in his heart. You know, every bitter experience will leave a scar and go away. Every bitter experience, they leave the scar in the heart and they go away. And that scar, sometimes it gets scratched, no? We'll get it. Once in a while, we remember that. Somewhere when it happened long ago, 10 years back, 5 years back, why we remember? That is what? Vasana. We remember again and again that only. Over, no? Why leave it? No? I cannot forget. No? I cannot forget. Eppo nadandhathu. Adu edhukku ippo? You are fine now. They all come and prick our mind. Like bugs madre. So vyathayanti. Create lot of turmoil inside. Turbulence. Disturbs. That is why some people, in spite of having so many things, they cannot have a bloomy face. Everything is fine now. They can be happy also, nicely enjoy life, no? Bloomy face, pleasant face. No? Why you are so sorrowful? Sometimes I remember that incident. No? Not necessary at all, but still we manage to remember and we pull it out and we suffer. We suffer. What to say? No? Padu maname, padu. No? Therefore, what? We should know how to live happily under any circumstances. That is what intelligence. These are all coming and going. They are all inevitable. They are nothing. Like waves, they come and go. Waves never stand permanently. It is the nature, the force, waves will come and go. Since I am interacting with the world, since I have the body-mind complex, I have to do interaction. They are bound to come, contact bond, pleasure and pain. This person is not disturbed. Navyathayanti. They cannot disturb. He is not disturbed by them. The sense organs, bond, contact bond, pleasures or pains, do not disturb him. If he is not disturbed, what is the phalam? You see the phalam, the result. Because of that balanced mind, because of that evenness, uniformity, he is able to maintain saha amrutatvaya kalpate. Saha, that wise person amrutatvaya kalpate, Kalpate means klip dhatu, becomes an artham. He is deserved for, he is qualified for what? Amrutatvaya, for immortality. Amrutatvana, immortality. Amrutamanna, he will go to Swarga and drink Amrutam there. Rambha, Urvasi, Tilottama, dance, he is go and sing. I can stay in a permanent citizen in Swarga. You cannot go and marry Rambha. You cannot go and marry Tilottama. You have to come back. Every sip of that Amrutam, your punya is exhausting and ardham. You have to come back. Again, renewal card, Madhuri. You have to renew yourself. Again, acquire punya, you have to go to Swarga. Anything, whatever you acquire, you have to lose. This is the law. Whatever you acquire in time, you have to lose in time. I got it, anna? I may lose it. May I lose it. When? Anytime. How long? I do not know. How long that what the thing has to give happiness, that much time only it will stay and it will go away. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, Amrutatva means here, not that Amrutam. Amrutam means here, this person enjoy his true nature, moksha praptihi, immortality and moksha praptihi. Mortality and marana dharma, marana swabhavam. This person recognizes he is eligible to go to that state of mind where there is no mortality. Adi immortality anna, this person is eligible. This which person? Who is balanced in contact born pleasure and pain. This person, out of understanding, okay, tolerance anna apadi controlling in Apadilla. That evenness, sameness, balanced mind, which is born out of knowledge, born out of Viveka, that intelligence, that person is eligible to get further, later, mokshaha, immortality. I am immortal Brahman. I am death free Atma Swarupam. I have no mortality. I have no death. I have no fear. I have no birth. I am free from all limitations. That's called immortality. This person is fit for that. You want that moksha? Then you have to titikshasva. Then further, up to here, Lord Krishna said, what Atma is? Nityaha. Where we have started? In the 12th shloka. Do you remember? In the 12th shloka, natvevaham jatunasam. From there he is giving the Atma's nature. Atma nature is that which is permanent. Nityaha, eternal. All these pleasant and unpleasant experiences will come and go. They are anityaha. So, hold on to nityam, drop anityam. Having said this much, now next future of Atma, he is going to say, Atma is satyaha. Since Atma is Satyaha, Atma is Nityaha, you need not grieve for these people, Arjuna. You need not grieve for Bhishma, you need not grieve for Drona, because they are eternal, they are truth. By nature, Atma's standpoint, they are eternal. Why you are grieving? Therefore, don't grieve. What is that nature? Satyaha. Very important shloka. 16th shloka we will read. So one feature we have completed. What is that? Atma nityaha. Atma is eternal. What is Atma? Remember my example. Okay. Electricity, bulb, filament. Atma is eternal means Atma you cannot see with your eyes. But it is existing principle everywhere. Just as you cannot see the electricity, electricity you experience through the bulb and through the fan or any electrical gadgets. Listen carefully. Electricity you cannot see with your eyes. Electricity manifests in the bulb or in the fan so that you can infer what? There is electricity. I am not able to see the electricity, therefore electricity is not there, you cannot say. By seeing the bulb itself, you are very clear there is electricity, knowledge is there. Can you say there is no electricity? When you see the bulb burning, can you say there is no electricity? You say there is electricity. I will ask you, are you seeing the electricity? What do you say? No, I am not seeing the electricity. Then without seeing electricity, how can you say there is electricity? Because bulb is burning. Therefore electricity is there. Got a knowledge? PhD certificate we have to give to you, no, for this knowledge. Like that, body is like a bulb, mind is like a filament. Gross body is like an outer shell, which is inert, jadam. Mind is like a filament, which is subtle body. Antahkaranam is a subtle body. That is also made up of matter, inert. That inert body, mind is now sentient. It is having the movement. It is not looking like an inert thing. But it is moving, it is talking, interacting with the so many things and experiencing. That means there must be some invisible principle. What is that principle? Na? Shastra says, that principle, invisible principle, which is making the body-mind complex sentient, is known as consciousness. Even though it is invisible, since the body-mind which is inert, it is becoming sentient because of some invisible principle. That principle is called consciousness. In Sanskrit, that is called Atma. Another name for Atma is Brahman. Atma, Brahman. Another name is Chaitanyam. You have to infer now. Do you have Atma or not? Do you have consciousness or not? Tell me now. I am conscious of. You are conscious of Bhagavad Gita class or not now? Tell me. All of you are conscious of Bhagavad Gita class? That means that is called consciousness. You are conscious of means there is a consciousness in you. That which makes you to be conscious of that class. So therefore what? Where is consciousness now? Where is Atma? Where is Brahman? Where is Chaitanyam? Since Brahman is equal to Chaitanyam, Chaitanyam is equal to consciousness, consciousness is equal to Atma, therefore Atma is here now itself. Because I am conscious of. I am conscious of. I know, I am conscious of. Therefore, who is conscious of? Next question. Who is conscious of? I am conscious of. I am conscious of what is variable. I am conscious of is invariable. All of us say what? I am conscious of, I am conscious. I know is same. What I know is different. Variable, changing. I know is same. What I know is different. I know is same. Invariable. In all variables, there is one invariable I know. వాట్ ఐ నో ఈజ్ వేరియబుల్, అంటే చేంజింగ్. ఐ నో ఫ్యాన్, ఐ నో క్లిప్, ఐ నో మైక్, ఐ నో ట్యూబ్ లైట్, ఐ నో హౌస్, ఐ నో ఎవ్రీథింగ్, ఐ నో హిమ్, ఐ నో హర్, ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ చేంజింగ్, బట్ ఐ నో ఈజ్ నాట్ చేంజింగ్. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ చేంజింగ్ ఈజ్ సత్యం. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ చేంజింగ్ ఈజ్ సత్యం. ఐ నో ఈజ్ నాట్ చేంజింగ్. ఇన్ యువర్ ఐ నో అండ్ ఐ నో ఈజ్ ఆల్సో సేమ్. ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ఐ నో ఈజ్ సేమ్. వాట్ వీ నో ఈజ్ సేమ్ డిఫరెంట్. దట్ ఐ నో ఐఎమ్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్ ఈజ్ సత్యం. నౌ గోట్ బ్యాక్ టు దట్ ఐఎమ్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్ మీన్స్ దట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మ. ఆత్మ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ చైతన్యం. చైతన్యంకి అదర్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇన్ సాంస్క్రిట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ చైతన్యం ఆర్ చిత్. కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ చిత్ చైతన్యం. సో దట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ ఆత్మ. ఆత్మ ఈజ్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ బ్రహ్మన్. సో బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మ. ఆత్మ ఈజ్ చైతన్యం. చైతన్యం ఈజ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ ఐ నో. ఐ నో ఐ యామ్. టు నో, ఐ నో, టు సే ఐ నో, ఐ మస్ట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. ఎన్న స్వామిని మార్నింగ్ ఇవాళ టెర్స్ సబ్జెక్ట్ అన్న. టెర్స్ సబ్జెక్ట్ దా. సి ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజీ, యూ నీడ్ నాట్ కమ్, ఐ నీడ్ నాట్ టీచ్. సంథింగ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు టీచ్ విచ్ యూ డు నాట్ నో. ఎస్, వాట్ యు నో ఫర్ దట్ యూ నీడ్ నాట్ కమ్ హియర్ ఆల్ ద వే. టు నో సంథింగ్ ఐ మస్ట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. ఎస్, బిఫోర్ నోయింగ్ సంథింగ్ ఐ మస్ట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ నోయింగ్. దట్ ఈజ్ వై ఐ యామ్. ఐ నో నాన్ ఇరికేన్ ఎనకు తెలియం. ఎన్న నాన్ ఇరికేన్ ఎనకు తెలియం. తెలియను అని చొన్న నాన్ ఇరుక్కడమా వేండామా? ఎనకు తెలియం అని చొల్లడదుకి నాన్ ఇరుక్కడమా వేండామా? ఫస్ట్ ఫస్ట్ నాన్ ఇరుక్కడం, అప్పుడం ఎనకు తెలియం అని చొల్లడం. ఓకే, ఇంగ్లీష్లో ఏమో చూడం. ఐ యామ్ మీన్స్ ఐ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. దెన్ వాట్? ఐ నో ఎనకు తెలియం. ఐ యామ్ అన్న ఐ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. దెన్ ఐ నో ఐఎమ్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్. ఐ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, ఐ నో. ఓకే, కీప్ దీస్ టూ వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్. కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ existence. Existence is consciousness. Whatever is conscious of must exist. Whatever is existent must be conscious of. Clear? Whatever is conscious of must exist. Whatever is existent principle must be conscious of. We'll see more elaborately further later. Now remember this much. Whatever is existent, all the three periods of time is called Satyam. Satyam. Now Atma is called as Satyam. Truth. Satya means existent principle, truth and artha. Atma Satyaha. We have read the shloka. We'll read the shloka, then we'll go to the meaning, word to word meaning. This is only foundation I have given. What is going to come? Munnottam, okay? Munnottam, okay? Todarum. Nasato vidyate bhavaham. Nabhavo vidyate sataham. ఉభయోరపి దృష్టోంతః త్వనయోస్తత్వదర్శిభిః. వెరీ వెరీ కాంప్లెక్స్ శ్లోక అండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు, ఐ విల్ ట్రై మై బెస్ట్ టు కమ్యూనికేట్, యూ ట్రై యువర్ బెస్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. ఓకే, దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ గ్రంథి శ్లోక. అండ్ నాటీ శ్లోక. నాట్ అన్న ముడిచ్చు అన్న இந்த நாட் ப்ளஸ் நாட்டி ஓகே நாட் ஸ்லோகா நாட்டி ஸ்லோகா இஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் கிரந்தி ஸ்லோகா வெனவர் ஸ்ரீ த கண்டிஷன் வென் வியாசாச்சாரியா ஆஸ்க் த ஸ்டெனோகிராஃபர் விநாயகர் கேன் யூ ரைட் மகாபாரதான் அப்போ விநாயகர் புட் ஒன் கண்டிஷன் see I am very fast writer you have to tell me without non stop then only I will write mahabharatam then vyasacharya thought you this much big condition okay I will put another condition you have to follow that anna vinayaka asked what is that condition then vyasacharya said you have to understand every shloka and write You have to understand and then write. Whenever Vyasacharya needs some more ideas to get, that time one tough sloka he gives to Vinayaka, a naughty sloka. So by that time Vinayaka understands the sloka and writing, so Vyasacharya gets some more slokas in his mind. At that time the sloka Vyasacharya has given to Vinayaka. Vinayakarike kashtama irukirana namak eppadi irukum paarunga. Okay, let us see into mantra, sloka. First line, first quarter, you have to see. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Asataha, for the unreal thing, asataha, bhavaha means existence. Irukkira tanmai. அசத்தகான்னு பொய் பொய் ஒரு பொய்யான பொருள் இருக்கிற தன்மை அங்கிறது கிடையாது அர்த்தம் ஒரு பொய்யான ஒரு பொருளுங்கிறது அதுக்கு இருக்கிற தன்மை அங்கிறது கிடையாது தமிழில் சொன்னால் இங்கிலீஷில் கொஞ்சம் ஈஸியாக இருக்குன்னு முன்னாடியே சொல்லிட்டேன் ஆனால் அசத்தகா பாவகா பாவகான்னா எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இருப்புதல் அசத்தகான்னா ஒரு பொய்யான ஒரு பொருள் unreal object can never have an existence na vidyate here vid dhatu which is three meanings in three conjugations it comes for grammar students vid dhatu here it is a four a vidyate means existence சத்தாயாம் வித் தாத்தோஹோ சத்தாயாம்னா எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ்னு அர்த்தம் அனதர் கான்ஜுகேஷன் செகண்ட் கான்ஜுகேஷனில் வித் தாத்து ஜானே நாலெட்ஜ் வித்ன்னா ஜானம் சிக்ஸ்த் கான்ஜுகேஷனில் வித் மீன்ஸ் லாபே டு அட்டெயின் விந்ததி அது சிக்ஸ்த் கான்ஜுகேஷன் வேத்தி செகண்ட் கான்ஜுகேஷன் வித்யதே ஃபோர்த் கான்ஜுகேஷன் Non-grammar students ignore, okay. Only those who know Sanskrit grammar, for their sake I am telling here. Vidyate is an Atmanepadam, fourth conjugation. Here Vidyate means irupadal. Na Vidyate, na, it doesn't exist. There is no existence. Bhavaha means existence. Na Vidyate, irukkadu. Enna irukkadu? Asataha bhavaha na Vidyate. An unreal thing can never have existence first statement number 1 statement number 2 second quarter you see first line sataha abhavaha na vidyate sataha a real thing sataha means a real thing abhavaha na vidyate sataha means for a real thing for the real entity non-existence is not there there is no non-existence there is no non-existence na abhavaha means non-existence bhavaha means existence a real thing can never have non-existence that means what it have existence An unreal thing can never have existence meet what it is non-existent. This is the second quarter of the first line. Whoever knows the truth of these two, Sataha and Asataha, whoever knows. Ubhayoho api antaha means the truth, the real nature. It's true nature. Whoever knows. Ubhayoho, sataha, asataha, nature. Whoever knows. It is known by Tattva Darishivehi. The wise people know this. Whoever knows that, they are called wise people. Anayoho Tattva Darishivehi Drishtaha. This is known by the wise people. Enna Swami, onnume puriyile enna. Puriyum. Eppadi enna? Now note. Okay. There are three types of realities. Now just you can note. This is a class, not discourse. Okay? If you want, you can write. Discourse is different from class. Three types of realities. First one is absolute reality. Number one, absolute reality. Number two, relative reality. Relative reality. Relative reality means a reality which is based on standpoint. A reality which is based on standpoint is called relative reality. Number three, a projected reality. Projected reality. Projected reality. Now I give Sanskrit names. Very important. Sanskrit names I will give you. Absolute reality is known as Paramarthika Satyam. Absolute reality is known as Paramarthika Satyam. Or in English another name, ultimate truth. Ultimate reality or ultimate truth. For relative reality, the Sanskrit name is Vyavaharika Satyam. For relative reality, the Sanskrit name is Vyavaharika Satyam. Then third one is projected reality. It is known as Pratibhasika Satyam. Sanskrit name is Pratibhasika Satyam. All the three are satyams, okay, realities, but they have a different ontological existence. They are different ontological background. We are going to see that only in this shloka. Now, absolute reality, paramarthika satyam, relative reality, vyavaharika satyam, projected reality, pratibhasika satyam. The examples. Now I am giving examples. What do you mean by absolute reality? Atma is satyam. It is absolute reality. Atma, satyaha, whenever we say, it is absolute reality. Paramarthika satyam. Atma, paramarthika satyaha, absolute reality, ultimate reality, final reality. Then second reality example, vyavaharika satyam or relative reality example is this world. The entire universe, the world names and forms whatever you are seeing. The body, mind, complex, the objects, whatever you are seeing, all this comes under universe. This universe is known as world. This world comes under Vyavaharika Satyam. Relative reality. Vyavaharika Satyam. Example is world. The third projected reality example is your own dream. Dream is a Pratibhasika Satyam, projected reality. Now, second reality and third reality, both of them are mithya, unreal. Second one and third one, that means vyavaharika satyam and pratibhasika satyam, both are unreal, mithya, lower order of reality, not absolute reality. They have different ontological existence, that is mithya. First one is only satyam, paramarthika satyam or absolute reality. Atma alone is satyam, real. Priyar daipo, mood reality. In the mood reality, first the one is the ultimate reality. Second and third one are not absolutely real, but real. Your dream is real or not? Dream is real for dreamer in the dream. Dream is real for dreamer in the dream. Once he becomes a waker, dream is unreal. Now write the definition of mithya. Mithya means sat, asat, put together mithya. Sat, asat. Dream is there, but at the same time, dream is not absolutely there. Therefore, sat, asat. Sat, asat is equal to mithya. Irukku, illai. Dream irukku, dream illai. Dream irukku, dream lo. Dream illai, waking lo. Adhinal enna? Sat, asat. Sat enna irukku, asat enna illai. Dream lo dream irukku, waking lo dream illai. Therefore what? Sat and asat. Adhinal tha dream mithya. Okay. Now, I want to give three examples. Sat, asat, mithya. Okay? Sat, asat, mithya. Ippidu mood vandhachu. Munnadi enna sonna? Sat, asat. Sattilone mood satyams. Irupadallone mood satyams. Kolapify pandrano? Not kolapifying, okay? This is the subject, what to do? We have to put up with the subject, but you get it. Moksha, jnana. Okay. Ever existent, never existent. Two things are there. Ever existent, never existent. Totally, all the time, ever existent, all the three periods of time, one. And never exist in three periods of time, this another one. This is called Sat, this is called Asat. This is totally non-existent. This is ever existent. What is the example? Atma is ever existent. Rabbit horn is never existent. Have you seen rabbit horn? Muil kombu patalo, muil kombu. Sheshashrungavat, that is called tucham. Tucham anna, never existent. Or human horn. Have you seen human horns? We never have horns. Never existent. That which is never existent is totally non-existent, called tucham. Which is ever existent is satyam. In the satyam ki tucham ki middle edirko adi mithya. Neither totally existent nor totally non-existent. That is called mithya. Your dream is neither totally existent nor totally non-existent. Therefore, dream comes under what? Konja seddama solunga. Mithya. Dream is not neither totally existent nor totally non-existent. Dream illayani solla mudiyadu. Dream eppovume irukane solla mudiyadu illaiyo eppovume irukan dream. I hope you are not dreaming now. Okay, dream is called mithya, which is neither totally existent nor totally non-existent. Whatever is totally non-existent, whatever is different from totally non-existent, totally existent, it is called mithya. Your dream is mithya. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, Arjuna, your sukha, dukkha also mithya. When your experience, they appear as though they are. On inquiry, they disappear. Therefore, what? Don't care for them. How na? Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Atma is ever existent. It will never happen. Atma doesn't exist. Angrade kadive kadiyade. Atma ever exist. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Because it is always existent. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate, which is unreal, can never exist. Then what exists in? Whatever is real and unreal appears. That is what pot. This pot is called mithya. What is there? Clay. Pot is mithya. Ghata is mithya because there is no pot at all. What is there in clay alone is there. But you are experiencing pot. In my hand you are experiencing pot. Yes, it is existent, but not really existent. Whatever is experientially experienced by me, on inquiry, it disappears. Really speaking, that is called mithya. Pot is mithya. So pot, you cannot say pot is totally non-existent. You cannot say pot is ever existent. Pot can disappear at any time. You cannot say pot is totally non-existent because you are holding water, you are holding milk. Pot name is there, pot form is there. You cannot say pot is not there totally. Therefore, pot is there permanently also you cannot say. So pot comes under neither satyam like atma. Pot cannot come like a rabbit horn, totally non-existent category. Pot cannot come under neither ever-existent atma category. I hope you are all following me. எனக்கு பயமாக இருக்கு, எனக்கு இங்கே எங்கே போகிறேன். பாட் ஈஸ் நெய்தர் எவர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் லைக் ஆத்மா. வை? பாட் இஸ் கிரியேட்டட். பிஃபோர் பாட் கிரியேஷன் தெர் வாஸ் நோ பாட். தேர் ஃபோர் பாட் இஸ் நெய்தர் எவர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் லைக் ஆத்மா. பாட் ஈஸ் Nor pot is ever non-existent like a rabbit horn, but pot is appearing, but it is not real. Therefore, pot is called mithya. It comes under what category? Mithya category. Like our dream. Okay? Sat, asat. Pot is called what? Sadasat. Enna solanum mithya? Sadasat. E sadasat an enna artham? இந்த வேர்டு ரொம்ப இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். சத்து அசத், ரியல் அண்ட் அன்ரியல். ஆத்மா இஸ் ரியல், முயல் கொம்பு இஸ் அன்ரியல், பாட் இஸ் ரியல் அன்ரியல். பாட் இஸ் ரியல் அன்ரியல். ஹூ எவர் நோஸ் திஸ்? தே ஆர் ஆல் வைஸ் பீப்பிள். யூ ஆர் ஆல் வைஸ். நவ் யூ ஹாவ் டு சீ தி என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ் லைக் பாட். You have to see the entire universe including your body-mind complex. Your body-mind is also there in the universe or not? Therefore, this whole world is like a pot. Appearing, but really not there. Appearing, but really not there. How to understand this? To understand this world is unreal, first you have to understand this pot is unreal. Pot is experientially real, but there is no pot. Right side clay, left side clay, top is clay, bottom is clay. clay is appearing as pot. There is no pot substance separate from the clay. Similarly, there is no world separate from the Atma. Therefore, Arjuna, don't grieve. Atma is ever existent. Why you have to grieve? Therefore, what? We need not grieve. There is no sorrow at all. More in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.